Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. On today's Let's Talk Pella, we'll learn more about the recent downgrade of U.S. Treasury bonds by the Standard & Poor's Ratings Agency. With Paul Jones and Margaret Radcliffe with Midwest One Bank, and I'd like to thank you both so much for taking some time and joining us today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And we're here to talk a little bit about the big financial news of the day, and that is that Standard & Poor's has downgraded their bond rating for U.S. Treasuries from a AAA rating to a 2A+ rating. And the first big question that I have is, what is the difference between those two? And sort of a broader question, what does that mean for our bonds? I'll start with you, Paul.
Well, the difference is really, it's minute. I don't know exactly, personally, what, without having that on paper, what triggers that, except a slight lack of faith in our ability to service our $14 trillion in debt over time. But I think it's interesting to note that two other companies that are well-known, Moody's mm-hmm. and Fitch, neither have of them have done a downgrade. It's not that they're out of the question, but things would have to change either economically or politically to a pretty large degree for them to downgrade. And so, you know, the real impact of that change put in the context of the rating world is pretty small.
Okay. Now, typically do we see the three big ratings agencies move out of step like this, or do they typically agree with one another for the most part?
They can disagree to different degrees all the time.
All the time. Just three independent agencies each doing their what they think is best.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Very good. So as we talk about this downgrade in the bond rating, what does this mean for our local banks here at Midwest One? What does that mean for our customers here, Margaret?
We have questions from customers. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in and they say, what does this mean? Is my money safe? And something that we've dealt with just from the frontline standpoint is reassuring those customers that they're FDIC insured, mm-hmm. which is a separate thing.
Yep.
You know, that is funded totally by the banks. It's rock solid. You know, nobody's ever lost a penny of fully insured money. So from a customer standpoint, we're fielding a lot of those questions.
Well, also, bank regulators sent emails around Friday after the news came out, making it very clear that as far as bank capital is concerned, this has no impact on banks, that what the money that banks have invested in treasuries as part of the cash that we're required to have on hand is not looked at any differently today by regulatory agencies than it was last week. So absolutely no negative effect there. And in fact, in my mind, this is maybe an opportunity for consumers and for business people, because bonds are still the gold. If you see the markets today, they're mm-hmm. still the gold standard. Mm-hmm. Money is coming out of stocks today, and it's going into the bond market, which, if anything, is going to push yields down and make mortgage rates and things like that maybe cheaper than they are, which is hard for me to even imagine because they're at historically low rates right now. So this might be an opportunity for consumers to come in and say, what are mortgage rates? Maybe I should refinance. Maybe it's a time to look at a different home and that kind of thing. So this can, instead of being a negative thing for the consumer, this can be a great opportunity.
So it sounds like that's, you know, sort of a pendulum shift back and forth with good news, bad news that we always see in the markets. There could be maybe a silver lining here?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
Right. Yes. Now, is this, we talk about a silver lining, so that sounds like it's, on the one hand, it could be pretty positive. Is there any indication that people are backing away? It sounds backing away from treasuries right now?
The markets don't indicate that at all. In fact, short-term treasuries especially are receiving a lot of investment today already, so rates are getting pushed lower.
So it sounds to me like even though this bond rating has changed, there's still a lot of people out there saying we believe in the U.S.'s ability to pay for itself.
Well, you have to understand Europe is in a much greater mess than we are at this point. Mm-hmm. And so typically a lot of those people would look at European bonds, but because of the trouble they're having there over there, that's not an option at this point. So for a place of safety, they're still coming to the U.S.
So globally, then, is the U.S. still a good place to go?
Absolutely.
Is there any correlation in what we've seen with this, and the markets aren't, as we speak on Monday morning, aren't so hot today? And, of course, you know, day-to-day is not much to go by, but, you know, just looking at it today, everything's down but gold. Is there any direct correlation with these two things?
I think what you mentioned, the money's coming out of the stock market and going into the bonds, so people are skittish, mm-hmm. and the stock market probably reflects that a little more quickly.
Okay. So it's something. Is it more difficult to get a quick view of exactly what this means? Is the markets the best way to go, or the best place to go to see how people are taking this?
It is, but the average person, they just see the headlines. They see Dow Jones is down 300 points at 10:30, you know, on Monday morning, and so they think that maybe the end of the world is drawing nigh. And reality is, if you look behind the headlines and see that the money is going into the bond markets, first of all, that's a vote of confidence in the United States' ability to service its debt. Second of all, it shows there are options out there for people and that they're not just stuck in one thing, and they need to think about that. But also, because all the talk is about the S&P, it's really, I think, what the stock market is responding to is just the overall economic weakness. People are afraid that we're going to hit another recession, have a double mm-hmm. dip, as they say. We had some fairly decent job numbers last week, but they still aren't terrific by anybody's definition. And so I think the stock market has been sliding and has been very volatile just because people don't have confidence in the economy in general. On the flip side, corporate America is sitting out there with tons of cash. Apple was in the news last week because mm-hmm. they had more cash on hand than the U.S. Treasury, which is more about cash flow than it is anything else.
Certainly.
Warren Buffett's company is bidding against two other companies to purchase a corporation even as we speak. And so companies are flush with cash. And so when the economy does start turning around, they have a lot of money to invest in research and development and manufacturing and different things. So that's a real plus in terms of our corporate situation right now.
So it sounds like looking ahead, there perhaps, again, there is that silver lining. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. Is that, Margaret, the message that you have for customers? Anything to be worried about?
Yes. Yes. I mean, they have to stay aware, and they need to make wise decisions. Yeah, they need to take a little bigger picture. They need to look at a little bigger picture than just what the morning's headline is.
Sure. All right. Well, anything else you guys would like to add on this hot topic today?
Midwest One Bank is strong and firm and ready to serve our customers. And I know all the other community banks here are as well. And so the consumer doesn't have anything to worry about as far as the safety and soundness of their financial institutions.
All right. Very good.
Absolutely.
Good news to hear. All right. Thanks so much for your time today, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Again, those were our guests, Paul Jones and Margaret Radcliffe from Midwest One Bank on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye Meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.